We begin the current tab, Masechtas Makos, Daf Yud Beis. Begin 6 lines down with the tab of the Amud. The Gemara continues to explain the halachas of a previous Mishnah, which discussed the halachas of someone who killed by mistake going into the Arim Miklat. So the Mishnah described different cases, as our Gemara quotes, Nigmar Dinoi, if his judgment was passed at a time when there was no Kohen Gadol, that type of situation, he's not going to have any Kohen Gadol's passing that's going to allow him to go back, because it's contingent on the time of his verdict, who is the Kohen Gadol at that time, and if there was no Kohen Gadol, he's not going to go free, v'chul, etc. Where the Mishnah then describes something that our Gemara will discuss in a related vein, that's saying that the Ritzeach, who killed by mistake, when he's there at least, he's not allowed to leave for any reason, even if he's a great general for the Jewish army, as Yoav ben Tzeruya was. So once we discuss that in regards to someone who killed, so the Gemara has a discussion regarding Yoav. Amar Yehuda Rav, he says, Shtei toyes, toya Yoav ba'is Isha. There was 2 errors that Yoav made at that time, which was when Shlomo Melech had sent Benayahu to have Yoav killed. He made an error in the drasha that the Gemara tells us elsewhere, that it says in the Torah that a Kayin who killed, me'im mizbechi tegechanu, you take him from my mizbeach, which the drasha is, from with my mizbeach, if he's near it. But the drasha is v'loy me'al mizbechi, if he's on the mizbeach, then you don't take him away to execute him. Now, Yoav thought what he was doing was me'al mizbechi, which was going to allow him some safe zone, not to be taken by Benyahu to be killed for Shlomo HaMelech. His mistake was, because the Chassid says in the Pasuk B'lachim Aleph, V'yonas Yoav Eloi L'Hashem, so Yoav fled to the tent of Hashem, V'chazik B'karnas HaMizbeach, and he held on to the corners of the Mizbeach. And he thought, oh, I'm safe, I'm on base, like the Drasha says, V'loi Ma'al Mizbeach, you can't take me to be killed. Now, error number one was, She'enu Koylet El Gagoy. It's the top of the Mizbeach that saves. Who toughest B'karnas, he's holding on to the corners don't save. Secondly, he made a mistake. She'ena kolet el mizbeach beis elamim. The only mizbeach that saves a person is mizbeach of the beis hamikdash. As the pasuk says, me'im mizbechi, my mizbeach, which is the one that's designated for Hashem, which is when there's no other bamas allowed, there's only one, which is that in the beis hamikdash. V'hu tav es mizbeach shoshili, and he was holding on to the mizbeach that was that of Shiloh, which does not have the same status as that of the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Which actually Rashi says the girsa has to be that he was tav es mizbeach of a bama that David HaMelech made in front of the Aron, which was in the oil that David HaMelech had made in Ir David. Because as the pasuk says, V'yonas Yoav el Eil Hashem, he ran to the Eil Hashem, we find in Dir Vayamim that David made a mizbeach in front of him. Because as Rashi says, you can't say some of the mizbeach of Shiloh, because that was in the days of David, and days of Shlomo wasn't given. So here that in the days of Shlomo, it cannot be that it was the mizbeach of Shiloh, rather some other mizbeach, but again, it wasn't the mizbeach of Beis Elamim. So those are the 2 mistakes Yoav made that cannot save him. A, it's not the right mizbeach, and second of all, it's not on the Gag, he's holding on to the corners. Abai says, a third error that he made was, he made a mistake, the only one that it saves if the person's a kain and he's mil doing the avoida, so then, okay, if he's near the mizbeach, then you take him away. On the top, then you don't take him away then. But v'hu zarhoi, he was a non-kain, and anyway, it doesn't save, and therefore it was a third error he made when he thought that the mizbeach is going to save him. Similar type of a drash, Amr Shlakish, he says, shalish toyois, Asid Sar Shal Rami Litvis. There's 3 errors that in the future the angel of Rome, which is the Malach Samoil, is going to make and a mistake. Where, as we're going to see, he's going to flee to Batsra, because in the beginning the punishment is going to be taken from this Malach of Rome. Because at the end of days, when there's going to be destruction, the pasuk says in Yeshayah of Dalad, Yifkar Hashem al Tzavah HaMarim B'marim. First, he's going to take revenge against the angels of the other nations. And then, like it says, Al Malchi Adam Al Adam, and then he's going to take revenge on the kings over here on this earth. So the first one that Hashem is going to start with is this, the Malach of Edom, of Rome. And he's going to make a mistake. Like it says the pasuk in Yeshayah, Miza bo be'edom, who is this that's coming from Edom, which refers to this Malach, that referring that's where he was, meaning referring to Hashem, chamoitz begodim, with stained garments, referring to Hashem because of the blood, so to speak, of this Malach Samal, because although angels don't have flesh and blood, but the pasuk writes it as if how it would be by killing of a person, just so a person should understand what it is that Hashem is doing, that he's taking revenge against the Malach Samal, where he's coming mi Batsra, from Batsra, meaning, because Taya, the Malach of the Romans, made a mistake. She'ena kaletas illa betzer. The Torah says that one of the 3 of the Arim Miklat was betzer, v'hu gaila le batzra, and he went to batzra. That's mistake number 1. He's in the wrong place. Sounds similar, but it's the wrong place. Error number 2. Taya, and he made a mistake. Shein kaletis alashaykik. The mistake he's going to make is that the ir miklat only saves if someone kills by mistake. And he was deliberate in the sins against the Jewish people. And error number three is Taya shein kaletis ala adam. The mistake is because it only saves a person of whom malchu is an angel, and anyway, it's not going to save him in the ir miklat. Continuing in the halachas of our Mishnah, Amr Bavoi says, "Ari miklat leinitnu lekvura." The cities of refuge are not given for the Levim that live over there, who it's their cities, it's just that those who killed by mistake come to live over there, that they're not given to be buried there in those cities. Simply, the pasuk says in Mamidbar, "Umigrisheim yula behemtam," and their migrash, their open spaces, is for their animals, ulachusham, and for their fortune, ulachol chayasam, and for all their living needs, which teaches us l'chaim nitnu b'loy l'kvura. Their area of their city is for living purposes, not for burial purposes. A levi is not buried in the Ari Miklat. On that, as the Gemara Meisvei, we learned in our Mishnah that said shama, that the Ritzach, who killed by mistake, goes over there, which the Mishnah taught. Shamtei, he's never allowed to leave. Shamtei Dirash, that's where he lives. Shamtei Mesas, that's where he dies. Shamtei Kfurash, that's where he's buried. You see, there is burial in the Ari Miklat. Says the Gemara, Ritzach Shani, the murderer himself is different. The Goli Berachman, the Torah revealed explicitly that that's where he stayed forever, even with burial. But all others, like the Levim who live there, they're not buried over there. They have to be buried outside of the Ari Miklat. Now the Mishnah said, "Kshemish ir kaletis b'chulu," just like the city itself is a refuge for the murderer, so too is the boundary, the tchum, the 2,000 amma area in the perimeter of the city. On that, the Gemara asks bar minu, but it seems to be contradicted from the following brayso. So the pasuk says regarding the ritzach and the Ari Miklat, the yoshev ba, that he should live in it, which the good brayso says ba v'loy b'tchuma, in the city and not in the boundary around it. That is not part of the Ari Miklat. Amabaya says, Loikash, not a difficulty. Khan, Liklet, our Mishnah is talking about to save him. That would include even the Tchum. Khan, Lodu, this price is talking about the part of the Yashav, of living. Living purposes, that's only in the city and not in the Tchum around it. That is the Gemara Lodur. What we need that Bryce to have a drasha to say that regarding living purposes, that cannot be in the Tchum in the 2000 Amma boundary of the city? Why do I need that drasha? Baba Vele B'tchuma. Typically, it should be enough to say that you cannot build a house in the Migrash, which is the open area outside of the Levit cities, because then you're going to be turning the Migrash, which is the open areas, into an ear, into a city. And the Mishnah Erechin tells us, the Ein Oisin Sada, you cannot make the field area of the Levium, which is in, which there's three distinct areas. There's the city, then there's 2,000 Amma areas, there's 1,000 Ammas of open, and then the 1,000 Amas past that, filling up the 2,000 Amas, is the field area. So the Mishnah Erechin tells us you can't make the field area of the Levium into Migrash, into an open area. Again, because like we said, that it was given to the Levium 2,000 Amas surrounding their cities, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Lamed Hey, U'madosim mechutz l'ir, that you should measure from outside the city, Alpayim Amas, 2,000 Amas. The problem is there's another Pasuk that says, Mekira ir v'chutz elef Amas, from the wall of the city outside 1,000 Amas. So what is it? Do they get beyond their cities 1,000 to 2,000 Amas? And then the Gemara says that 1,000 Amas is Migrash, meaning right outside the city is 1,000 Amas open, where there's no house, there's no field. The remaining 1,000 Amas beyond that is fields and vineyards. So the Mishnah Erechin tells us that the field area you can't make into open area. V'loy Migrash Sadeh, and the open area you can't turn into a field area. And loy migrash ir, you now turn the open area into a city. V'loy ir migrash, and neither can you make the city part into an open area. But one thing we see is that you cannot make a migrash into ir. So we know people can't build houses there in that area outside the city in the tchum. So what's the chiddush in the drasha above le b'tchumah? We already know that because loy migrash ir, you can't make the open area into a city. So Amrav Sheshi explains, loy nitzchu, we didn't need this drasha of yashav ba above le b'tchumah, ela le mechilos. That's for caves beneath the ground, where there it's not eating up any of the space of the migrash on the top, because it's on the ground. If I had not said ba v'loy b'tchuma, I would have said that he could live in that cave beneath the area of the tchum, because you're not ruining a part of the migrash. And that's what the drasha tells you in that other brayso, ba v'loy b'tchuma. No, the dwelling part has to be in the city. Save him will be even in the tchum, but he has to live in the city proper. Now the Mishnah said, "Ritzach shiyatzah chutz l'tchum v'chulu," regarding the murderer who leaves the boundary of the Ir Miklat. We have machlekes in the Mishnah who could kill him, and is it mandatory or optional or actually even prohibited? So Talmud Linda Brisa explains this machlekes. The pasuk says in Bamidbar, "V'ratzach goyel adam es ritzach," and the redeemer of the blood, if he kills the murderer, when if he leaves the boundaries of the city. Now, the word veratzach could be explained either as a command, like the pasuk in Shema Yisrael involved says va'asa b'tzal v'aliv, that this is what they should do, but it could also be explained in an optional way, like in Devarim Laman Aleph, va'asa Hashem lehem, that Hashem will do, that's if something happens, a rishus. So therefore we have this machlekes. When it says that the Goel Adam will be ratzach as ritzach, the first opinion says, mitzvah b'yad Goel Adam. That's telling you that there's a mitzvah for the Redeemer of the Blood to kill him if he leaves the Ari Miklat. Now, ein Goel Adam, if there is no Redeemer of the Blood, rishus b'yad Kol Adam, then it's optional for any other person to kill that ritzach who left the Ari Miklat. That's the very basically like we said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva, I mean, he disagrees. He says, no, rishus b'yad Goel Adam. It's an option for the Goel Adam to kill him. V'chol Adam chayev lam, and anybody else who does kill him is actually liable for killing him. So the Gemara explains, my time in the Rizik Lili, what's the reason Rizik Lili says that it is a mitzvah? So as we said before, the word veratzach can mean mitzvah, and moreover, he says, miksiv imratzach, does it say, if he kills him? No, it sounds like veratzach, and that he should kill him, which we see that it's a mitzvah. For Rekiva, however, he would tell you, miksiv yirtzach, does it say that he should kill him? It says veratzach, which is optional, that if he does kill him. Now relating back to this halacha, Amar Zutra Batuvi Amar Rav, he says, Ritzach sheyotzach chutz l'tchum, if a murderer leaves the boundary of the Ari Miklat, Umatza Goel Adam Bahargra, and the relative of the victim finds this murderer and he kills him, says Rav, Naragolov. He gets killed for killing that Ritzach. Says the Gemara, come on, who's Rav like? Loiker B'Yisag Lili, V'loiker B'Kiva, it's not like either one of them. Because either one opinion says that it's a mitzvah, or the other one says it's an optional, but no one says that it's forbidden, and that if he does, he gets killed. So it's the Gemara, Hu Domekai Tanda De Tanya, he's going like a different Tanda, as we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, he says, as it says there in the Pasuk, that these are the cities to save from the Goel Adam. And the Pasuk says, V'lo Yomes Teritzech, and that the murderer should not die, Ad Omdei Lifneha Eidel HaMishpat, until he stands in front of the assembly for judgment. So the question, Matam Elam, what's that teaching? Lafishnem, because since it says in the Pasuk, V'rotzach Goel Adam Eser Itzeach, that the avenger of the blood will kill the murderer, so says Rabbi Yehuda, Yochum Yad, you would think, immediately, meaning, just like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda Lili, that he's allowed to kill him. Tamalame, that's what he says, that's what the Pasuk means to teach, when it says, Ad Omdei Lifneha Eidel HaMishpat, no, only until he stands in front of the assembly for judgment, meaning if he leaves the city, that's not a permission to kill him, until he's brought to court. But until then, you're not allowed to kill him. And actually, if you do, then you're actually killed for killing that Ritzach, which is how Rav was teaching. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, Hay Arom de Lefneha Eid Lamish, but this Pasuk, until he stands in front of the assembly for judgment, my Darshabe, what do they expound with it? Because they don't say that if he leaves, that you're not allowed to kill him. They say you either allow to or it's a mitzvah to. So what do they expound from these words? So they says the Gemara, Humi Boyle Ligatani, they need it for a different teaching, as we learned in the following Braisa. Kiva Eimer, who is one of the proponents that we're talking about, he says, "Minayin l'Sanhedrin shiro echad shargas nefesh." What do we know if the high court saw someone kill someone else? She'ein mamisin oisayat shi'amid bebeznacha, that they're not allowed to kill him. Which you would think, what do you mean? They saw the murder; they should be allowed to kill him. How do we know that they're not allowed to kill him until their first judge in front of a different court who didn't see? They could testify, but until they get judged from another court. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, Ad Omdei Lifnei Eidel Mish, but no, until he stands in front of the assembly for judgment, which is Ad Sheyam Bez Acha, there has to be a court case. Here where they saw there's no court case. They saw they're going to execute him. So it's up until he stands in front of another court, that's what they learn out from that Pasuk. Tana Bar Lena Braisa. The Pasuk says, it says, that it, as we're talking about, that if the murderer leaves, as the Pasuk says over there, Bemimba Lamehe Chavav, Eskvul Ir Meklot, he leaves the boundary of his city of refuge, Ashayon Neshama, which he flees over there. So the Pasuk says over there, so, and then the Goel Adam will kill him. Now, says the Braisa, Ainli El Bemezit, I would only know if he leaves deliberately, which is a negligence, is deliberately that he's leaving, so then he could be killed by the Goel Adam. But if he went out by mistake, he didn't realize he left the boundary. How do we know that even over there, says the Braisa, that the Goel Adam is allowed to kill him? Tamalem, as the Pasuk teaches, Im Yotzo Yaitse, if he leaves, he leaves. Double, redundant terminology, Mikamakam in all situations, even if he left Beshagik. And that is the Gemara, but Vatanil in the Braisa that says, not leave this. The Braisa says, Bemezit, if he left deliberately, then he can be killed. Beshagik, but if he left by mistake, then Goel, then he has to go back in the Golas, back to the Ir Miklat. So you see that he's not killed. So the Gemara Leikas, not a difficulty, it's a machlekes. Ha, this second Bryce is Kamanda Amam Rinan Dibritagalashim the Adam, who says the Torah talks in the way people talk in redundant terminology. So therefore, Yatze Yates is not adding on anything, and therefore, it retains its status of, that, as we would have assumed, that it's only if he leaves deliberately, but if he leaves by mistake, then you're right, he cannot be killed, he has to just go back in the gullus. But ha, the first Bryce says Kamanda Amaloy Amina Dibritagalashim the Adam, who says, no, the Torah doesn't talk in human terms. Every word in the Torah is coming to teach you something, and therefore the second word, Yatze Yates, is saying a drasha, tell you not only B'meza, but even B'shoigig, he could be killed by the Goyal Adam. Now Amabayi says, Mistaber Kamanda Amma Dibritagalashim the Adam. It's more logical to say, like the opinion of the one, the Bryce that we're saying, that says that the Torah talks in human terms, and that only when he leaves deliberately could he be killed, but not if he leaves by mistake. And he says the logic is, so that the end, meaning when he leaves the boundary of the Ir Miklud, should not be chamim mitchilase, should not be more severe than the beginning stage when he had originally murdered. Where matchilase, just like in the beginning. B'mezid, nerak, if he kills deliberately, he gets killed. B'shoyge goyle, if he killed by mistake, he goes into galas. Avsoife, so to the end, meaning when he's leaving the Ir Miklud by mistake, or deliberately. B'mezid, nerak, if he leaves deliberately, then he could get killed. When he leaves by mistake, he should go into exile, meaning the leaving the Ir Miklud should not be more severe than the killing. If when he kills B'shagig, he's only going to go into Galus, when he leaves the Ir Miklud by mistake, should also only require him to go into the Ir Miklud, and not that he should be executed, as the other Brisa says. Now the Gemara asks the following contradiction. Tanachad, we learn in one Brisa that Av Shaharag, if a father kills his son by mistake, so Benoi, his other son, Nasla Goyladam, could be the redeemer of the blood of his brother to kill the one who killed his brother, which was his father, could kill his father. But Tanya Iduchlin, another Bryce that says, Ein b'noi nas lo goyel adam. No, that his son cannot be the redeemer of the blood to kill his father. So how do we resolve that? Says the Gemara, Lema, let's say, ha, the first Bryce that says that he could become the goyel adam is Rabbi Yisai Glili. Is Rabbi Yisai Glili, who we mentioned before, who says that there's a mitzvah for the goyel adam to kill the murderer. Since it's a mitzvah, so even if it's his father, he could kill him. Vaha, Rabbi Kiva, the one that says that he cannot kill him, is Rabbi Kiva, who says, no, it's only Rishos. Which, and that would be discussing this halacha, when he leaves by mistake, or deliberately, in regards to halacha, could he go ahead and kill him? That the Gemara says, is that logical to say that that's the machlokes regarding if a son could kill his father, in regards to being in the Goyel Adam, if it's a mitzvah or Rishos? But bein lamadam, a mitzvah, bein lamadam, a Rishos, whether you hold that it's a mitzvah to kill the Goyel, for the Goyel Adam to kill him, or whether it's an option, Mishari, would it be permitted, even according to one that says a mitzvah, to kill his father? But Rama Rabba Baravuna, Vechin Tan, Rabbi Shmuel, Lakoil, for every Aveir in the Torah, Ein HaBen Nasa Shliach La'aviv, Lakoil, Sele Kolos. Even when there's a mitzvah for the father to get hit or to get cursed, where the Bezin has to do it to the father, the son's not allowed to do that. So how can you say the son can be a Goyel Hadam to kill his father? Chutz Mimesis, the only exception is someone that's inciting the Jewish people to do Abu Dizara, Shari Amr Ter, because there the Torah says explicitly, Leisachim of Leisachaslav, don't have mercy and then don't cover over him. But you can't say that it would be Rabbi Yisai Glili, who says a mitzvah for the Goyel Adam to kill the murderer, that's one who would hold that the son could kill his father. El Leikash Rav, the Gemara says a different resolution. Ha, the second Bryce that says that the son cannot be a Goyel Adam is Bibinai, is Toma, the son of the murderer. He cannot kill his father to avenge the blood of his brother. Vaha, but this Brisa says that the son could become the Goyel Adam, is talking about the son of the victim. Meaning, he's Ben Benoi. It's talking about the grandson of the murderer, who is not so obligated in the honor of his grandfather as he is by the father. He is allowed to be the Goyel Adam of his father, who is the victim, who is the son of the murderer, which is his grandfather. So that's what it says, that Benoi ain't a Nasa Goyel Adam. It means that Benoi Nasa Goyel Adam is the son of the victim who's going to kill the grandfather who had killed his son by mistake. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the parameters of the refuge of the Ir Miklot. The Mishnah says, Ilan Shu Oimid B'Teich HaTchum. So we said in the previous Mishnah that it's not only the city, but it's also the Tchum that saves the Ritzach. Now the Mishnah describes a case where the tree is standing in the tchum of the Ir Miklat, but the branch is sticking out of the boundary of the 2,000 amas beyond the city, which is not in the safe area of the Ir Miklat. Or the other way around. The tree itself, the trunk, is out of the tchum, but the branch is sticking into the tchum. It says, the Mishnah, if everything goes based on the branches, meaning even when the trunk is in the tchum, but if the branches are sticking out of the tchum, or if the trunk is out of the tchum and the branches are in the tchum, even there, the trunk itself, which is out of the tchum, will save him, because the branches which are inside the tchum are the primary, and that's in the tchum, and therefore that would save him. However, the Gemara asks a contradiction from a Mishnah Maaseh Sheni. The Mishnah says, Ilan Shu Oimed, and the Gers is Bifnim, a tree that's inside Yerushalayim, which the Mishnah there is discussing regarding the consumption of Maaseh Sheni, which has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So if the tree is standing inside Yerushalayim, the trunk is in Yerushalayim, and then, however, the branches are sticking outside of Yerushalayim, the opposite. The trunk is outside Yerushalayim, but the branches are sticking inside. So the Mishnah says, whatever part of the tree is opposite the wall towards the inside is considered inside Yerushalayim. Whatever part of the tree is opposite the wall towards the outside is considered outside Yerushalayim. So, as says the Gemara, you see that you don't say the branches go after the trunk, and you don't see the trunk going after the branches, which contradicts our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the branches are the primary thing. Here we see that it doesn't make a difference which one. Each one is accorded its own status. Whatever is inside is inside, whatever is outside is outside. And we don't say, let's say our Mishnah, that the trunk goes based on the branches. So the Gemara answers, Maiser Ha'ori Miklat Karamis, you're posing contradiction from the halachas of Maiser Sheni and the halachas of a city of refuge? They're different functions, and therefore they have different halachas. Meiser b'chaymetol rachmana. The halach of meiser sheni is contingent on the wall of Yerushalayim. Like the pasuk in Devarim Yud-Beis, l'fnei Hashem l'kechot echlan, you have to eat in front of Hashem your God, which is in the city of Yerushalayim. Whatever is inside is inside, whatever is outside is outside. But ari miklut b'diratol rachmana. The city of refuge is contingent on dwelling. As the Torah says in Bamidbar Lamed-Hei, ki be'ir meklota yeshiv. In the city of refuge he should sit, he should dwell. Now, b'naifa mitadarle, where could someone dwell in a tree? You can make a treehouse in what? In the branches. B'ikar le'mitadarle, a person cannot dwell in the trunk. And therefore, since the branches are the primary dwelling of a tree, more than the trunk, therefore the status of the tree, no matter which part of it, is based on the branches. So if the branches are inside and the trunk is outside, it's going to have the status as inside based on its branches. So the Gemara says, fine. So he answered that you can't ask from Maaser Sheni on Ari Miklat. But says the Gemara, Verami Maaser Maaser, but we could ask a contradiction in the halachas of Maaser Sheni itself. Because the Tanya learned in the Braisa, which is actually Mishnah Masechtas Maasers, that says, B'Yerushalayim, regarding the halachas of Maaser Sheni, halach achar hanoif, you do go after the branches, and so to as our Mishnah said, but Ari Miklat in the city of refuge, halach achar hanoif, you go after the branches. So you see, even regarding Maaser Sheni, that there is a contradiction. The Mishnah Maaser Sheni, which we mentioned before, says, wherever it is, that's how you go. And this Mishnah says, you go after the branches. So Rav Kahn, he says, lekash is not difficulty. Ha, Rabbi Huda, our Mishnah, and the Mishnah Masechtas Maaser that we just quoted, is Rabbi Huda. V'ho Rabbanan, and that Mishnah Maaseh Sheni that says you don't go after the branches, you go wherever it is like Rabbanan. The Tanna Gulin of Bryce is following Machlekes, the Ketin Tamid Beis. Behuda Aimi, he says, and he's talking about regarding Halachas of Maaseh Sheni, he says, Bima'ara, in a cave, Hailach Achar Pischa, you go after wherever the opening is. And that is, if let's say the whole cave is inside Yerushalayim, but the opening of it is outside Yerushalayim, you consider it as if it's outside Yerushalayim. Let's say it's all outside, but it opens up into Yerushalayim, you consider it as if it's inside Yerushalayim. Be'ilon, regarding a tree, halach achar noifa, you go after the branches. So it comes out that our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechtas Maasers are like this Rabbi Yehuda who says you go after the branches, and the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni that said that a tree, you go wherever its part it is like Drabbanan. And therefore the first answer that we gave is not, we're not going with that first answer. We're not saying that there's a difference between Ari Miklat and Maaser. We're saying that no, that our Mishnah of Ari Miklat, and so too, as we found that other Mishnah which correlates Maaser Sheni with Ari Miklat, you go after the branches, is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah Maaser Sheni is like Drabbanan. However, the Gemara has a question. How could you say that this that we learned, that in Yerushalayim you go after the branches regarding Maaser Sheni, which we had asked, and we're saying, okay, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. On that, ask the Gemara as follows. If you would say that, it would say one halacha, let's say in Yerushalayim you go after the branches, and it wouldn't say anything regarding the Ari Miklat that you go after the branches, so then the Gemara says, then you could say it's like Rabbi Yehuda. But now, who's going to listen to you? who's going to be reliant on your answer to say that our Mishnah and that Mishnah in Masechtos Maaseiros is going like Rabbi Yehuda, which is saying that it's this is a parallel, and that the same halacha of going after the branches is in Maaseiros and in regards to Ari Miklat. But in that, ask the Gemara, Eim of the Shammah, Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find Rabbi Yehuda saying this halacha that you go after the branches is Gabi Maaseir, is regarding Maaseir in the context of a tree? That's where he says you go after the branches, because there you could say that he was saying L'chumra as a stringency. Because both of those cases, whether it be that the trunk is inside Yerushalayim and the branches are outside, or whether if the trunk is outside and the branches are inside, in regards to halacha as a Maaseir Sheni, there you could say, both regarding being inside Yerushalayim or out of Yerushalayim, each one has a stringency and a leniency. The stringency of the being inside Yerushalayim over being outside Yerushalayim is that outside Yerushalayim, one is allowed to redeem the Maaseir Sheni produce into money. Inside Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to redeem it because the walls of Yerushalayim already took possession of it and already gave it that sanctity. The stringency that's outside Yerushalayim, then what's inside Yerushalayim, is that one is not allowed to eat the Maaseir Sheni out of Yerushalayim without redeeming it. Inside Yerushalayim, he's allowed to eat it without redeeming it. So therefore, says the Gemara, you could say that when did Rabbi Yehuda say his halacha, which was only said as we brought from the Braisa, in the context of Maaseir Sheni, that you go after the branches, you could say he was saying a stringency, as the Gemara is going to explain. As the Gemara says, Ikra bechutz v'noifa bifnim. When the trunk is outside Yerushalayim and the branches is inside Yerushalayim, you could say, what was Rabbi Yehuda saying? Just like the branches which are inside Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to redeem the produce already got into Yerushalayim. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Be'ikari namer le'motzi parag. So in the trunk, he's saying you go like the same halacha as the branches, you're also not allowed to go ahead and redeem it, because you're going to go based on the branches regards to the stringency of redemption. So too, the other way around. If the trunk is inside Yerushalayim and the branches are out of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yehuda is saying you go after the branches regarding the consumption. And he's saying another stringency. Just like regarding eating it, you're not allowed to eat it out of Yerushalayim without redeeming it. So too, regarding the trunk, although it's inside Yerushalayim, no, we'll say a stringency like it has, like the branches, you're also not allowed to eat it without redeeming it first, because you're going to say Shadi Iker Basa Naifa, that the trunk has the same halacha as the branches, and you're not allowed to eat it where you are in the trunk, even though you're in Yerushalayim, unless you first redeem it before you come in. Elagabi Ari Mikla, but the big question is, but regards to the city of refuge, obviously over there, when the trunk is inside Yerushalayim, is inside the Ir Miklat, and the branches are outside, the only thing that's going to come out from that case, if you're going to say Basa Naifa, is going to be a leniency, and who said Rida says halacha in regards to leniencies? As the Gemara explains, Bishlemi ikari b'chutz v'neifa b'fneim, we can understand one of the two cases. When the trunk is outside the ir miklat and the branches are inside, so we can understand that that's going to be a stringency. Ki heichid b'neifa l'matzah katilei, just like regards to the branches, which are in the ir miklat. So the goyel adam cannot kill, which is a stringency, cannot kill the ritzeach. So you could say, what Rabbi Yehuda would be saying is, b'kari namer l'matzah katilei, so regarding the trunk, which is outside, you're also not allowed to kill him because you take it based on the branches which is inside. Ella, but the question is, Ikari bifnim b'neifei b'chutz, when the trunk is inside the ir miklat and the branches are outside. So, kihei, are you going to say the following halacha, which that sounds like what's reviewed as halacha, and that we're trying to compare it to, kihei de b'neifei motza katalei, just like the branches, you're allowed to kill him because it's out of the ir miklat, b'ikari nami motza katalei, you're going to say that that's the halacha, that if this guy is by the trunk, which is in the ir miklat, you're also allowed to kill him, which is a leniency, but it's inside the ir miklat, how could you kill him? Who said to me, who just says this halacha, even though he says it by Maaseir Sheni, who said that it would apply regarding the ir miklat? Maybe he only says it regarding as stringencies, as we just explained. Who said he says it regarding leniencies? So Rabba says, the truth is like we answered, that the two different Mishnayos, including our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says Mitzvahs Maaseiros like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Maaseir Sheni is like Rabbanan. Where, as we said, Rabbanan do not say that anyone goes after the other. You don't say that the branches go after the trunk and the trunk going after the branches, neither by Maaseir, neither by Ar Miklat, as we learned in that first Mishnah that we brought, that whatever is within the wall is within, whatever is outside is outside. And as we said, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says that no, the trunk has the halachic status of the branches. But this that we had asked, but maybe Rabbi Yehuda only says halacha as a stringency. So that's what Rabbi is saying. We're also saying the halacha of Ir Miklat as a stringency. Regarding Maaseiros, like we said before, that either one is going to be a stringency, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Now regarding ir mikladis also, where the trunk is outside and the branches are inside, so that the Gemara said, we understand that would be a stringency, where you'd say that the trunk would have the halacha as the branches, which you can't kill him, even though the trunk is outside, as the stringency, just like the branches that are inside. Now, on that continues, Rabban, he says, now if the murder is bi'ikarai, it where the trunk is, the kuli amalei pligi, that no one's going to disagree, the le'matzi katal, that you're not allowed to kill the murderer. Where, in other words, if the trunk is inside and the branches are outside, where Behuda was saying that halach acharnai, if you go after the branches, which was the question we had, which would sound like that, you mean, just like by the branches where outside you could kill him, so too, when he's inside by the trunk, you could kill him? And that says, Rabbi, no. That's not what Rabbi Behuda is saying, and that's not what we're comparing to. It's not saying that the trunk has the same halach as the branches, and to say that just like by the branches you could kill him, so too by the trunk you could kill him. Because when the trunk is inside, no one's going to disagree, says Rava, that you're not allowed to kill him. Moreover, says Rava, if koyi benayfai, if the murderer is on the branches on the outside, v'yachal, and the goyel adam could stand out of the tchum, and be lahargoy bechitzim of betzrayis, and he could kill him by shooting arrows at him or throwing rocks at him, to kol amalei pligi d'matzakatle, no one's going to disagree over there, that he's allowed to kill him. Because everyone is going to hold that you don't say the branches go after the trunk. So even though the trunk is inside, but the branches that are outside and the b'tzeis on those branches, that you're allowed to kill him. Keep ligi, says Rava, when is this machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda says halach achar noiv, that we go after the branches. That's a different halacha. That's be mahave ikare dargula noifa. If the trunk of the tree could be like steps as a way for the goyel adam to get to the branches, where that the goyel adam is going to want to come into the tchum, go climb up the trunk of the tree to go kill the murderer who's on the branches, which are outside of the tchum. Now that leniency is what Rabbi Yehuda has. As the Gemara explains, Marsa Rabbi Yehuda holds, regarding that halacha, that is not the trunk being taken after the branches. Rather, that we say that each one is its own entity. The trunk is inside, the branch is outside. And more of it says, Rabbi Yehuda, have an ikari, dargla naifai. When he says, you go baser naifai, he means to say that the branches are its own thing. So there, you're allowed to go up the trunk, even though that's inside, he's allowed to go in, to get up, to kill the Ritzeh, who's outside in the branches. That's his leniency. But not regarding ikari, baser naifai. Regarding that, we always say that you're not going to say it as a, when we say that the trunk goes based on the branches, that we agree. Because this halacha, we always know is that as a stringency. And yeah, for Imaklot, it's also going to be as a stringency. This that we have a leniency from Rabbi Yehuda is a different halacha. Just that you could climb up on the tree, the trunk, to get to the branches which are outside. Whereas Amaris of the Rabban who disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, lo havi ikari darkle naifai, the trunk cannot be used as steps to get to the branches outside. They don't allow that. So although he's outside on the branches, if you could shoot him and you can get him, fine, but you can't climb up the trunk to get him. But again, nowhere do we find that we're extending Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of ikari basa naifai in regards to saying that we'll consider the branches that are outside, same thing for the trunk inside as if it's outside. That we don't say, the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda would agree that then the ikari would not go basa naifai. You can't kill him if he's by the trunk. The whole machlokes is regarding a different halacha, could you climb up the trunk to get to the branches that Rabbi holds? Yes, and the Rabban would hold not. Another approach, Rav Ashem, he says, to be able to explain and resolve this machlokes, that we're saying that our Mishnah and that Mishnah Masechtas Maisa is like a Behuda and the Mishnah Maisa Shein is like the Rabbanan, where we had a difficulty understanding, it sounds like we're extending a Behuda's halacha as a leniency. So we gave first one answer that says, no, we're not extending as a leniency. This that we're saying, Ikar Basa Naifai, we don't say that in regard to this halacha. When we're saying that there's a leniency of Rabbi Yehuda, when the trunk is inside and the branches are outside, we're getting a different halacha. Rav Ashi Yama, he gives a different approach. He says, "My Achar HaNoif, what does it mean when the Mishnah says over here, and in the Mishnah Masechtas Maisa regarding the Ari Miklad, that we go after the branches?" Says Rav Ashi, what Rabbi Yehuda means is af achar hanoif. It means, and also after the branches. So yes, it's Rabbi Yehuda, but it's all astringency. Because regarding Maisa, that's as we explained that either one, Rabbi Yehuda is making astringency out of it. Regarding the ir miklad, when he says even after the branches, is that where the trunk is outside and the branches are inside, so that we said is shadi ikar basa naifa, that you'll say that the trunk goes after the branches as a stringency, that since just like the branches are inside, you can't kill them, so too the trunk which is outside, not like kill them. Which is, you don't say that, we'll consider where it is like the Rabban hold. But when the trunk is inside and the branches are outside, then says Rav Ashi, of course Rav Yehuda agrees that there it's going to be the other way around. You're going to make the branches go after the trunk, and you can't even kill him, according to Rav Ashi's interpretation, on the branches. Now, because as Rashi explains, since generally in the Gemara, we generally say, Shadi Naifa Basti Ikari, that the branches have the same halacha like the trunk, which is the primary part of the tree, so that's why according to Rav Ashi's interpretation, we have to say over here that regarding the Ir Miklat, that sometimes we're going to say the other way around, that the Ikar will go Basti Naif, but in astringency. So yes, says Rav Ashi, Rav Yehuda's halacha is all stringency, and that is, when are we going to say Ikar Basti Naifai, is if the Ikar is outside and the Naifai is inside. But if the knife is outside and the ikar is inside, then of course we're not going to say the trunk after the branches. To the contrary, sometimes we'll even go after the knife, as we said, if the trunk is outside and the branch are inside. But if the branch are outside and the trunk is inside, to the contrary, says Rav Ashi, Yehuda is going to hold that of course you can't kill him by the trunk inside, but you can't even kill him on the branches outside, because the branches then, as says Rashi, generally in Shas, the branches have the halacha as the trunk, and since the trunk is inside, not only can you not kill him on the trunk, you can't even kill him on the branches. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which discusses regarding someone who killed by mistake and went into Gullis in the Ir Miklat. And then, Harag Ba'isa'ir. Then he went and he killed again by mistake in that city of refuge where he was. Says the Mishnah, Goyle Mishchun Lishchun. So then he goes in the Gullis from one neighborhood to another neighborhood in that same city. Because from that city he's not allowed to leave, as we said in previous Mishnah, because of the first murder, he's never allowed to leave there forever. Now, however, says the Mishnah, Ben Levi, but a Levi who is from it's the Levite cities, who lives there in that city, and he kills by mistake, Goyle Me'ir Le'ir. So he has to go to another Levite city, which is Ir Miklat. He goes to Gullis from that city to another city because he's allowed to leave that city because he never went to Gullis in that city. He just happened to have been living over there. So the Gemara explains, the Pasuk in Shemai says that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'samdi l'cha makom, and I'm going to make a place for you, B'goyim, etc., where people could run there if they kill by mistake, which is the Ir Miklat. So the Braisa explains, when it says, Hashem tells him, "Esamti l'cha, I will place for you," means b'chayecha, in your life, because this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed to Moshe, as we said in the previous daf, that he's going to merit to this mitzvah, which he ultimately separated the three cities in Eiv HaYarden as the Ir Miklat. When he says, I'll make a place, I'll place for you a makam, a place, which means he was telling you, mim kaimcha, from your place, meaning that your camp, that of the Levites, which Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi, is going to be the place which is going to save, because also the Ir Miklat in Eretz Yisrael are also going to be the Levite cities. And that's what the Pasuk says, Ashayan Nashama, that's where they'll run away to, Melamed, that teaches how Yisrael Megalim Bamidbar, that even in the desert, the Jewish people, where there was no Levite cities yet, but the Jewish people go into exile in the desert, Lehechem Megalim, where would they go? Lamachna Leviya, to the Levite camp, which there was Machna Shechina, Machna Leviya, and then around there was Machna Yisrael. Now says the Braisa Mekan Amar, from here is where they say that Ben Levi Shaharag, so a Levite that kills, what does he do? He's already in Machna Leviya. Goyle Mipalch Lepalch, he goes from one province to another province in the Levite cities. Now Vimgad Lepalche, if he exiles himself to his own province, Palche Kaltloi, his own province does ultimately save him. Which the Gemara explains, what is the pasuk that the Levite's own city could save him? And so to explain the halacha of a mission that said that someone already killed in that city, he doesn't leave that city, but rather he goes from one neighborhood to another neighborhood, that the same city could save him. That's what the pasuk teaches. But Midbar says, Ki be'ir meklata yesha, because in his city of refuge he should dwell, which is superfluous because it could have just said, Ki sham yashab, that's where he's dwelling. What it comes to teach is, Ir shekol tasek far, the city that already saved him before, his Ir Miklat, his city of refuge, is where he will sit, meaning the Levite, or the one already killed once before, he could be saved in the same city which he was before, that will still save him again now when he kills in that same city as his Ir Miklat.